25. A war master confesses his crime.
So what is your plan, Alanius?
Acte asks.
In my experience, plans work best the less people share them, says Ol. It reduces the odds of someone screwing them up.
His answer echoes in the narrow sloping chamber they've made their rest stop. Acte smiles.
I'll take that as a no, then, she says.
No what? Asks Kat, perched beside Ol, a weight of scorn in her voice.
No, he doesn't have a plan, Kat, says Acte. I thought as much. That's why I came to find you, to help you, to, I suppose, engineer a plan that might actually work. You have the potential, clearly. Your very long association with the Emperor.
Everyone looks at Ol, even Leetu. They've set their lamps on the ground and they blaze like little campfires, throwing their shadows long and lean up the sloping walls until they become part of the pitch darkness overhead.
Association is a strong word, says Ol. I knew him a very long time ago. We stopped being friends. I don't suppose we ever were friends, but... Anyway, I ran from Kalth when Kalth burned. I was running away, but somewhere along the line I started running towards something. I believe there are higher powers at work in the universe. Powers, forces, whatever you want to call them. I think I've been set on my path for a reason, so I'm following it. And if I can do anything when I arrive at the end of it, if I have any influence left, as one perpetual to another, both cursed by that state of being, I intend to use it.
You believe in God, Trooper Pearson, says Graft. This I have recorded about you. You are pious. You cherish a private faith in the old prohibited religions.
Old nods.
Yes, an old habit. Very old. Too old to be shaken off. But what I believe in doesn't matter. Only what I can do.
End it, says Zybes.
Yes, Hebert, says Ol. End it. End this incredible, monstrous, unnecessary bloodshed. That's the bottom line.
Stab him, says Crank. Stab him with a blade that cuts through space.
Kat snorts a laugh.
Stab who? Asks Leetu.
Yes, Alanius. Who?
Asks the sorceress with a sly smile.
Horus, says Zybes.
Ol shrugs.
Oh,
says Kat in surprise. An expression of shock and realization spreads across her face.
He means either one, she says. Either one of them. Or both. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes,
Acte echoes.
But you intend to talk to him first, says Leetu.
It's almost a question.
Who?
Asks Crank.
His old friend,
says Acte.
I do, says Ol. I mean, if there's a chance. I doubt there will be, and I doubt he'll listen. He's never listened to anybody. But I think that's the intention. Otherwise, why me? It could be anyone carrying this knife if it's just a case of stabbing.
Because he might drop his guard if he encounters an old friend, Acte suggests. No one else could get close.
Maybe, says Ol. But that's not really me. That's more of an Alfarious move. Besides, he'll be wary of me. He wouldn't lower his guard. I've stabbed him before.
There is a long silence.
Are you joking?
Asked Kat.
Expand on that, Alanius, says Acte.
Nothing much to add, says Ol. We had a falling out. This was 30,000 years ago, give or take, so a lot of blood under the bridge since then.
No, no, says Crank, wide-eyed. You have to say more than that.
Ol looks at them. After the loyalty they've shown to him, he owes them something. This deep under the earth, entombed in rock, it feels like the most secure crypt, where an old secret might be safely unwrapped.
There was a great tower,
he says.
It was called by some Etamananki, and stood at a place called Babylon, or Babel. I'm sure that means nothing to any of you, because scripture's no longer taught.
It means something to me, says Acte. Was it real?
It was, says Ol. The culture that built it had power. They were a dangerous obstruction to his plans. A danger to everything, actually. They had weaponized language. Enuncia, they called it. I was his war master, his friend. We campaigned and brought them down. I thought we'd burn everything. But to my great disappointment, it turned out he wanted Enuncia for his own purposes.
It was a long time ago, but it feels oddly fresh to Ol, because he so recently relived the whole affair in the dreams woven by Hate Antakya Hive.
So you stabbed him?
Asked Zybes, wide-eyed.
I did, to stop him. That ended what the lady here described as our association.
He looks at Acte.
Now you, he says, tell us something. You're a perpetual too.
Not born so, she replies. Not like you at all, but granted after death a second birth and a new lifetime. I was born on Colchis. I was used by the Aurelians people as a confessor and as a priestess of their craft. And for that association, Alanius, I was killed by the Emperor's Golden Warriors.
She pauses.
And in dying saw the truth of the warp. All of it. Then I was reborn in this form. What you would call sorcery remade me, Alanius. Not some happenstance of biology or evolution. But now I serve the truth. No one and nothing else.
The Cabal tried to use you, says Ol. John told me.
They did. They sent Daemon Prytanis after me. Another perpetual.
He's dead, says Ol.
He is, finally and fully. But I serve no one and nothing now, except the greater cause of finishing this conflict before it finishes us all. The same as you.
A loose definition of the words the same, I think, says Ol.
For now, Alanius, we only have each other. Cyrene Valantion, says Cat quietly.
Acte turns her veiled face towards her sharply.
Oh, you're clever, girl, she says. That mind of yours is more cunning and light-fingered than I realized. You hooked that from my thoughts. It was just there, on the surface, says Cat.
She looks a little pleased with herself.
Yes, I was Cyrene Valantion, the Blessed Lady. My flesh sight was taken when Monarchia burned. I died in the prelude to Istvan. After years of tormented enlightenment, or perhaps enlightened torment, I was reborn. I was no longer Cyrene. I had escaped death, and I had been given a different kind of sight. Think what you will of me, Alanius, but I am a significant asset.
Ol gets to his feet.
They're taking a long time, he says to Leetoo. Any signal from Alpharius?
Leetoo shakes his head.
All right, says Ol. A few more minutes, then.
He wanders a few steps down the passage, the direction they came from, and peers into the darkness.
Something the matter? Asks Leetoo.
Ol looks at him and drops his voice to a whisper.
On the way up here, you had the tail end.
Yes.
Did you hear anything behind us? Ol asks.
No,
Leetoo replies. Like what?
Doesn't matter, says Ol.